Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is All of It from WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. The music website UpRocks calls my next guest album a, quote, masterpiece. Pace Magazine says it's the work of a great band at their creative peak. And just this morning, it got the year's highest score from Pitchfork so far, a whopping 9.0. So let's hear it. Here's Little Things from the band Big Thief. Little Things comes from Big Thief's new highly anticipated album with the sprawling title Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. The song was one of the first of now 8 singles that have been released ahead of the album. So in most cases, that many singles would mean giving a whole album away, but not in the case of Big Thief's new 20-track double LP, which band members Adrian, Buck, James, and Max recorded in 2020 between several sessions that took place all over the country. Since their debut in 2016, Big Thief have been one of the most exciting bands to watch in indie rock, releasing a string of critically acclaimed records as a band and as solo artists and putting on impressive live shows. The new album arrives tomorrow, and Big Thief guitarist Buck Meek joins me now for a listening party preview. We'll play a little bit of unreleased music today. That's exciting. Welcome, Buck.
Hello. Hello, New York City.
Hello,
my beloved New York City.
You love New York City, yeah? Brooklyn, you miss it?
I love it. I miss it every day. But, it's the kind of city you take when it gets in your bloodstream and you take it with you when you go.
Yeah, once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker. So I want to ask you about the album time. The album runs for 80 minutes, 20 songs. That's long. When did you know it would be a double LP?
Originally, we actually recorded 45 songs or so, and originally we were going to release 5 sequences simultaneously, all with the same artwork, and just send them through across the world. And it was just going to be a mystery box, and so then we decided to boil it down to 2 discs. But yeah,
your bandmate James told Rolling Stone. This is the quote. Each of us have like 4 songs that we were personally like, I cannot believe that song got cut. So it sets in question. Can you describe the song or maybe tell us a little bit about one that you kind of wish had just made it?
Well, we actually recorded the song Dragon New Warm Mountain at all 4 of the sessions. We recorded the album over the course of 6 months in 4 different studios with 4 different engineers. And we recorded Dragon New Warm Mountain, the song, at all 4 sessions. And the song that made the cut, or the recording that made the cut, was from our session in Colorado. But we did a session in California. We recorded that song much more bombastically, kind of like our live version of the song. And James, our drummer and producer, had brought in this plug-in called the Dehumanizer that synthesizes the human voice from a microphone into the sound of a beast, and you can combine all these different animals to create beasts. And I think it's a plugin that film composers use and or mm-hmm. Foley people. And so we all took a pass tracking this like dragon roar over the song at the end of the track. We like did these wild dragon roaring solos, and I really wish that one made it on the record, but.
Well, I think we have a little bit of that track that I'd love to play since you brought it up. Let's take a listen.
Nice.
There's a dragon in the sunlight, coughing up a mighty flame, with a tongue of silver, calling on my oldest name. She says, "Hey, you.
And to be clear, that did make it on the album. It just hasn't been released yet. My guest is Buck Meek, Big Thief's guitarist. The new album is called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. So of these 20 songs on the album, are they just the songs that you liked best that came out the best, or are they 20 songs that are meant to fit together and tell some story?
Yes. Sake of geometry, just trying to boil it down to the songs that work together as a whole.
The album credits for the song Time Escaping have you playing what is called a prepared acoustic guitar. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. Does preparing a guitar mean attaching objects like paper clips or baseball cards or something like that?
Yeah, we wove business cards into our strings at the bridge. A national steel guitar, and I was playing my old 26 Martin 018 with business cards. And then our engineer recorded a lot of the instruments on that track. He actually recorded our guitar, a pair of headphones wrapped around the lower bout as a microphone with an output. And so provide this very close percussive sound. The drums were mic'd with Contact mics. Adrian was even singing around her face.
Hey, Buck, you know what? Your phone is going in and out. We're getting like every third word. So we're going to play the song Time Escaping. It's a nice long track, and see if we can reconnect you. And then I'm going to ask you that question again. This is a Big Thief, Time Escaping from Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. That's Time Escaping from the new Big Thief album. The album is called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. The album was recorded in Tucson, Arizona, Topanga Canyon in California, and the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, and at Flying Cloud Studios in Ulster County. I'm going to say, do we have Buck back?
Yes.
There you are. So I just gave a list of all of the different places that you recorded the album. Did you record? You recorded together, correct? Right?
Yes, we recorded almost everything live, and I prepared guitars to that track on that. Like, just business cards woven through the strings on Everett. Our engineer recorded bong with mostly Contact microphones. He used headphones as phones wrapped around the lower back of the guitar.
It's very cool. It's interesting that we were looking on the liner notes and we saw all the different places that it was recorded. And then there's this little mention of something called, it says April 2020 at the Elf Inn. And I couldn't decide, is that a pun, like Elfin, or is it a place?
Yeah, that's a secret place.
That's all you're going to give me, it's a secret place.
Mm-hmm.
So of the places that you will tell me about where you worked on the album, most of them are on the west, sort of west and mountain west and west coast, and then there's Ulster County. How did being in the different environments shape the record?
Well, with so many songs, we felt like it would be helpful to have changing environments to react to, just to vitalize the process a bit. And so these required us to travel from one place to another, and for instance, I was traveling to Colorado on election day. I was alone driving through the desert, election was heating up, the news, to the major news, election, and then I hit the desert service at 8 a.m. and I found this Navajo station in Arizona, and they were everyone in the Navajo community sent boat and minute-long ceremonial drum songs to just like summon. And so I think we all had experiences in between the session. We had a near-death experience at one of the snow. And so there was a lot of life lived in between, which I think makes its way onto the different environments of the studio, which I think has helped us stay open and reactionary.
Let's listen to another track from the album. This is one of the latest singles, No Reasons, and it's one of the and one of the only songs that features all four of you plus Adrian's younger brother Noah on vocals. Let's listen to the track and we can talk about it on the other side. This is Big Thief.
City of Soul.
That's No Reason from Big Thief. I'm talking with its guitarist, Buck Meek. So that's a lovely, lovely use of flute in that song. How did that come about?
When we arrived at a studio in Colorado called Studio Clouds, I believe, it was this beautiful home with a tower, and we entered the studio and we heard flute coming or like spreading throughout the house, and it turned out this beautiful flute guitar, and he played in a lot of record. And he was just VO for the month, and after a couple of weeks we became fast friends and asked him to play flute on the song.
Yeah, so I have to tell you, it's really hard to hear you. Our connection is really, really not great, which is so disturbing because I really was looking forward to talking to you. But I think we're going to have to just play a little bit of music and wrap up because I can't hear you, and I'm not sure our audience can hear you. But I will tell you that the record is really, really lovely, and I'm so I just want to send you congratulations for making a double LP in these difficult times. My guest, I tried to have a guest with Buck Meek of Big Thief. The new record is called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I believe. We can play one more track. This is called Change. My guest, we tried. It was Buck Meek of Big Thief, the guitarist. The new album is called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. And it is as good as our connection was bad. Thanks to Buck for trying. Before we go today, I want to make sure you know about our Get Lit With All of It book club selection. Hell of a book by Jason Maude. It won the 2021 National Book Award for Fiction. It tells the story of two seemingly separate characters, an ultra-famous black author on a cross-country book tour, reaping a little bit of havoc. On the tour, he's followed by a possibly imaginary boy who he calls the Kid. Eventually, the stories converge around a tragic murder and an event that forces the author to reckon with his own identity in a new way. Kirka says, by turns playful and surprising and intimate, Hell of a Book is a moving meditation on being black in America. Thanks to our partners at the New York Public Library. You can check out an e-copy of the book to read along with us. They have unlimited copies available for New York City residents. Just follow us at All of It WNYC on Instagram to find out how. And mark your calendars for February 28th. That's when Jason Mott will be joining us for our live virtual event. And that is all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening. And I will meet you back here next time.